Hi, everybody. Jimmy DeYoung, and welcome back to our second half hour of Prophecy Today. I need three of these half hours, a total of 90 minutes, and with my broadcast partners, we're going to give you all the details on current events happening around the world that seem to be setting the stage for the prophetic scenario found in the Bible, basically written by the prophets of the Bible. Those ancient Jewish prophets foretelling what is going to happen at this time in history where we find ourselves actually pre-writing history. So glad you could join us. We're going to leave here. We're at Broadcast Central in Chattanooga, but we'll leave right after the broadcast, heading over to Mullins, South Carolina, at the First Baptist Church there. We'll be all day Sunday and then Monday evening. I believe Mullins is just a bit to the northeast of Florence, South Carolina. So love to have you come and join us if you're in that region of the area. Robbie Baxley is the pastor, inviting you to join us at the morning service, 10:15, and then in the afternoon, a prophecy Q&A, evening services, and on Monday, we're going to repeat that prophecy Q&A and then the evening service. Some very important issues to discuss with you. Everybody is talking about what seems to be apocalyptic events, apocalyptic-like, at least, events that are happening, the swarms of locusts all across the African continent, and of course, the disease, the virus coming out of China. Well, we'll try to bring you the latest information on all of that. We're going to do it here on Prophecy Today. Now, one of our broadcast partners, a favorite guy to have a conversation with for me, is Winky Madad. He's in a place called Shiloh. It's in the center part of the state of Israel, great biblical and historic background. When the Jewish people came in to the Promised Land for the very first time, they headquartered for about 300, 350 years there in Shiloh. They erected there, at that point, the tabernacle where they housed the Ark of the Covenant. One of the reasons I want to talk about the tabernacle and the activities there in Shiloh with Winky Madad, that's the broadcast partner, is because he had a couple of very famous visitors this week come up and be with him. At least two members of the United States Congress from Ohio, Representative Jim Jordan, and Mike Johnson from over in Louisiana. Now, you might remember Jim Jordan. He was that tiger that was in defense of President Trump during the impeachment process. He was in the House of Representatives, and boy, he was always making appearances and trying to drive those who were trying to convict the president back into the wall. I want to ask you this question first, Winky, before we get into what you were doing. Is Jim Jordan that active, or is he a little bit more laid back in person?
Well, Jimmy, I can tell you that the hour and a half I spent with him, he was calm and collected, taking in the views, the information. I must also point out that both congressmen were accompanied with their wives, so it was a joint family, personal, and political 10 days, I think they had here, almost 10 days they had here. They were all over the place, both up north, on the Golan, in the Galil, in Judea, Samaria, down to Beersheba, I think they got. And, of course, they met not only with me, Jimmy, but with Prime Minister Netanyahu and at least two other ministers that I also know, drinking in knowledge and trying to get the lay of the land and the understanding of Israel right up close, not from the media, not from the newspapers, and not from certain other groups that are very, shall we say, not sympathetic to the presence of Jews throughout the biblical homeland.
Well, that's great. On-site inspection. So then when they go back to the House of Representatives, they'll be able to vote with some knowledge of what is being talked about there in the land of Israel. Now, you had the opportunity to introduce them to the archaeological dig going on there in Shiloh, did you not? And what did you have to show them?
Well, first of all, Jimmy, actually, Jim and his wife, the second time, they were here a couple of years ago, and to my great happiness and joy, Polly Jordan recognized me. So maybe she's been listening to your program. Anyway, so that we went over the basic archaeological findings, the history of the excavations, a few other things we did. Of course, we took them to recite Hannah's prayer out by with the area, which we're pretty sure was where the tabernacle was. And as a bonus, because of the 3 years past excavations of Scott Stripling, I was able to introduce them to his work. And I asked him perhaps that since he's an American and they're American students who dig here, maybe he can get some assistance as a overseas program of American college students.
Yeah, that's a terrific idea. Not only would it be great experience for the U.S. students, but it would assist you in the dig there in Shiloh. I understand, Winky, they also were able to visit the Temple Mount under the direction of Yehuda Glick, former member of the Knesset there in Israel, and also he was the head at one time of the Temple Institute. That's the group that's preparing to build the next temple. They had a great visit until after the congressman left, and then Yehuda Glick was arrested. What do we know?
Well, actually, it was the same morning that I saw them at the Shiloh. They were up early because it opens up at about 7 o'clock, and the best time to get up there is as early as possible, because then the police are a little bit more relaxed and give you some more time. And I understood from the people who accompanied the congressman with Yehuda Glick that the police were a little bit upset at Yehuda taking too much time explaining to them. Of course, they don't understand that these are two congressmen. And as you mentioned, one is fairly well known and recognized in the United States. And you get to give a little bit of leeway. Although, of course, Yehuda is Jewish, they aren't. So they should get a little bit more deference. Unless, of course, they thought maybe they were going to pray or do something that would disturb the status quo. In any case, Yehuda Glick came back after they left. It was totally disconnected. And he tried to get into the most southern portion of the Temple Mount. Jimmy, you and I have been up there. We know there's a huge open esplanade in the southeast corner of the Temple Mount. It's all the area that was added by Herod, and it has great underground findings and artifacts, but unfortunately most of it now is taken up by a mosque. Police told him to leave, and he was a little bit slow in getting out of there. I saw a film clip. I think he was trying to text message maybe the minister at the time, but they detained him, and then he got into all sorts of police trouble, basically bureaucratic. They misplaced some of their papers, and ended up that he had taken them erroneously because he found them in his personal file, and he returned it to his lawyer, and that was basically the end. It was a very big embarrassment. It was the Keystone Cops all around. What can I tell you?
The Keystone Cops. It seems to me, Winky, your word crafting is so excellent. The Keystone Cops up there, just because you're walking a little bit slow. Well, I do understand that one of the congressmen, Mike Johnson from Louisiana, he was quoted by some of the media that Israel ought to go into more information about why can't all members of every religious group, both the Muslims, the Jews, and the Christians, be able to go up there, take their books that are of their religion, the Bible or the Quran, and even spend some time praying up there. That was a very interesting situation coming out of that visit to the Temple Mount by Jim Jordan and Mike Johnson, two members of the United States Congress. Well, I don't know while they were up there if they saw the poster that Hamas had placed up in front of the Dome of the Rock. But this is pretty controversial. I want to know what you know about it, Winky. The fact is that the poster depicted a member of Hamas with a Kalashnikov rifle pointed at President Trump, President of Egypt al-Sisi, and the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, and the call for assassination of these three men. What do you know about this report?
Well, Jimmy, that happened, if I'm not mistaken, last Friday. You have to understand that on Friday, no Jews are allowed up. Also on Saturdays. We're trying to change that because in the past, Saturdays were open because only Friday is their holy day. And so the police are a lot less present at the time, and they sort of don't keep a close watch. And that's when, in the past and also on Friday, demonstrations come out, masked people chanting, raving, and all sorts of political activity. And as you said, they indicated a violent response to diplomatic suggestions for peace negotiations. And if this is the reaction of elements, I'm not going to say all, but elements within the society of Arabs in the land of Israel, what they call Palestine, obviously to you, to me, and I think many of our listeners, this does not bode well for even trying to approximate some sort of peace agreement or arrangement or even coexistence. If they have to always resort to violence, and it's not only here, Jimmy, just this week we had other instances around the world. And the past months, you and I have been discussing many of these Islamist extremist activity. And I think, I'm going to go out on a limb here, Jimmy, but I think they could be more condemned and denounced by establishment Muslim figures so that we feel comfortable in dialogue between religions, not only on the political effort here in Israel, which we're talking about now, but also simply, as you mentioned, between faith. If I can't go up on the Temple Mount and you as a Christian can't go up on the Temple Mount and read from our holy books, we're not saying at the present moment to build a temple or any other or a synagogue or a church, which was done in the past, but to benefit from the site, from the sacredness that I'm sure you would agree with me, you feel at that place. Mm-hmm. Why be denied? We're talking to God. We're not talking to them. And so it's unfortunate that the posters and other violent demonstrations in the past are disturbing.
Yes, very, very disturbing. And it brings to my attention what Zechariah, the ancient Jewish prophet, said there in chapter 12 and verse 2, that the Temple Mount and the fact the entire city of Jerusalem is going to be a center of controversy as the prophecies from the ancient Jewish prophets will be fulfilled. Well, that's why we have a conversation with you, Winky. We want to stay on top of all these interesting stories that are developing, how the archaeological dig is going on there in Shiloh, but the activities on the Temple Mount and all the attempted terroristic activities that they are trying to unfold on the world. Thank you for having an opportunity to visit with these congressmen, reporting it to us. I'm sure you made a great impact on them, and in particular there in Shiloh, and you've always do that with me, so I'm looking forward to another conversation down the road real soon.
Jimmy, thank you very much for the compliments, and it's always a pleasure and a privilege to talk with you and our listening audience. Thank you very much for having me on again.